Good morning, warm welcome to our Sonntag podcast Teetiet. And today we have Paulina from Hamburg in our podcast. Paulina, I'm very happy that you are here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me here and for letting me talk about everything that happened and the award.
Yeah, that's really good because you are an absolute shooting star because you won the Young Women in Public Affairs Award in Hamburg in your club. This is Hamburg Hanse. And then you won it on the district, in the district. And now you won it in May in international. So that's really, really interesting. And we read about your engagement, and you are so engaged in so many activities like Fridays for Future and other things. So we are really quite interested in what you do and how you experience this award.
Yeah. So maybe I start with what I do. So I just did my Abitur. It's like the highest diploma you can do in high school in Germany. And now I traveled a while with a friend because in April next year, I will be going to Thailand for a year and work there with an organization, also probably in environmental stuff or against human trafficking and human slavery. Yeah.
Oh, that's quite interesting. And maybe you are really busy in Fridays for Future. Maybe you explain what Fridays for Future is for those who are not in Germany, and maybe you introduce this initiative.
Yeah, so Fridays for Future is international. Since 2019, we exist thanks to Greta Thunberg. I think most people in the world heard her name at least once, sadly also sometimes just in memes, but yeah, we are an initiative that goes on the street basically for because of climate change and to protect the environment, because especially now and in times like this, it's so incredibly important to do that, and so terrifying that people still don't acknowledge climate change the way it is, and still underestimate the impact it has. I mean, we just saw, we had the two hurricanes in America, and after that we had the election, and people had these hurricanes in their own land and at home, and a lot of people died, but people still ignore what climate change means, and for that we go on the streets.
Mm-hmm. And in Germany, you had this, or you voted for a Zukunftsentscheid. Can you maybe explain what this will be? Or you worked for the Zukunftsentscheid. This is better.
Mm-hmm. The Zukunftsentscheid, it's a Volks initiative. I mean, the beautiful thing in Germany is that thanks to our system, thanks to the fact that we don't have an election system like the US, for example, we can have Volks initiatives, which means that we can say we need this and this to change, and we need a law for this. And now we wrote a law with a lawyer and multiple activists and scientists together to force the government basically to do something about climate change and to protect our environment better. And that law says that the government has to check regular, for example, the CO2 emissions, how much a company is producing and all that. And for that we wrote this law. And now we're trying to bring that through. And the nice thing is to do that in Germany, there are three steps. First, you need 50,000 people who say we want this. No, first it's 25, and then the second time it's 50,000. And there have to be a specific number of months between these two things. And the second time we had 103,000 instead of 50,000. We only needed the 50,000.
Well done.
Yeah, but so many people said this is so important and we have to do this. And of course, so many people volunteered to say, for 3 months now, we're just walking around and asking everybody to sign themselves in basically in lists on paper, and everybody was wearing vests and just running around the streets in Hamburg, because you're only allowed to do that for a month. So you're not allowed to really go to people and say, please subscribe this for a month, which is not a lot of time. And we reached so many people with this, and that's so amazing.
Yeah, wonderful.
So, just to say, it is a petition. You're running around on the street, and everybody, you talk to people, and then you just hope that they will sign up the petition. Or how, and how many people did you need?
Yeah, we needed 50,000, and we have 103, a bit over 103,000.
Congratulations.
Yeah, how many people were you to in this month? So, but use yourself, because you need a lot of people to get.
Yeah, we were so many people. I mean, of course, we were Fridays for Future. We have a big organization in Hamburg. I think with Berlin, of course, we are one of the biggest in Germany. But we also had a lot of people outside of that who decided who wanted to help. I mean, we started the whole initiative at the beginning of this year. In February, there was the first time we went on the streets and asked people, please say this is important, and please put your name under this. But now we're even more, and honestly, I can't really tell you a number because there's just so many volunteers involved in this who said we want to do this. And every few weeks we had a meeting to introduce new volunteers to how to
convince people.
How to collect them. And the entire time there were always people in an office giving out the lists and giving out vests to people. And so I honestly can't really tell you, but far over hundreds.
Yeah, amazing.
Very impressive.
I think this short talk about Fridays for Future and what you do is really interesting. And I think we get a feeling that you really volunteer for a lot of things. So we can imagine that you got this Young Women in Public Affairs Award, which is now called Young Women in Leadership Award. And maybe you tell us a bit, how did you get in touch with Donta, and how did you get the first award on club in the Hamburg club, Hamburg Hanse?
Yeah, so that was actually because of a friend of mine. I was just walking around in school, and there was like a postcard that says Young Woman in Public Affairs, but I didn't really pick it up because I had a lot to do, and it was right before Christmas, so that was the time we had our Vorabitur. But a friend of mine came to me with this card and was like, you do a lot of volunteering stuff, maybe that's something for you. And then I looked at the requirements on the back of the card, and it says like being in a lot of leadership positions in voluntary work. And I was like, I mean, I am in a few, but not that many, and not that many leadership positions. And I don't know, maybe I'm going to Google it later. And then I Googled it on the 13th of January, and the deadline was on the 15th.
Oh,
I forgot about that the whole time. I was like, yeah, I'm going to look at that later. And then I found the postcard again. It was like, okay, now I have to look into this. And I thought, okay, why not? I'm just going to apply. So I wrote Susanna an email. Susanna Grell, who is who is in Hamburg Hanse, because she was the only one I could found, and I asked her. I know the deadline is at that time, it was the 14th. I know the deadline is tomorrow, but can you maybe like send me the documents I need. And she answered right away. And then after school on that Monday, I had to send in the stuff. I just started writing my application, and I thought, okay, why not? I mean, I didn't really went in there with the expectation to win the award, but I thought I'm going to meet a lot of cool people by doing so, because there are going to be other people who apply to this, who do a lot of voluntary work and who do different stuff than I do. And I thought that would be really interesting to talk with them and to exchange ideas and experience in voluntary work. So I thought I'm just going to apply for that. And yeah, then I heard that I won. So that was a surprise.
Oh, wow. And what did they do when you won? In which kind of, how ceremony. Did they, yeah, ceremony, did they give you the prize?
Yeah, so I got an invitation without knowing I won at that time for February, that I should come, I don't know the date anymore, but end of February, that I should come with my parents somewhere, and that I need to talk there again about the stuff I wrote in my application. So I thought that would be another step to win the award. And then there were six people who needed to come up on a stage, basically, not really a stage, but kind of, and talk about their voluntary work again and their experience in other cultures as well. And basically all the stuff that was already asked in the application. So I did that, and everybody else did that. And after that, they announced three winners. And I was one of them.
Oh, brilliant. And how did it go further? How did your application go to the district and to international?
So when you win on the district level, you are automatically allowed to apply to the international award. And because Zonter in Hamburg has three clubs and is so big, there are two people in District 27 who can win the international award. So all three of us were allowed to apply in the hopes that two would win, but mm-hmm. District 27 is really big. I mean, it's not just Hamburg, it's also like a part of France even, and Belgium, and a lot of other countries I don't know right now. So we just basically we did the exact same thing again, just in English. It wasn't even other questions, it was just the same thing. We had to fill out the application and send that in, and then just wait for an email. And to send that in, I think that was in March already. And at the time we found out we won, it was already nearly start of March. And then in May, I got an email. I was actually with Fridays for Future that day, because we were planning a really big demonstration. A global demonstration, actually, and we had the weekend before the demonstration, and we were all on our computers and like planning stuff and discussing security and press and everything. And then I just got that email, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna open that later. But then I was so excited, so I had to open it. And then I found out I won on international level as well. Then I, of course, first texted Susanne Grell, because kind of thanks to her everything happened, all of that.
She must have been so proud to have somebody from the club to win internationally.
And also two people from Hamburg. I mean, what are the chances for that? I texted her that, and of course my parents. And then the whole process with like writing the biography and everything started. Mm-hmm.
Could you just tell us how was it for a young woman to win this prize? Is it something special, or is it something because you're doing so much? And was it something you said, okay, this is really a nice thing, and impressive for me as well. And how was the feeling for you? Is that an important award you got, or is it more, yeah, okay, that's nice, but...
Yeah, I mean, at the time, I was a bit busy with the demonstration, so I was like, okay, I'm going to deal with that later, actually. I just wrote Mrs. Susanne Grell and my parents. I just sent them a quick text that I need to talk with them in the evening, and then I was just planning my stuff. But in the aftermath, when I got to think about it, actually, of course, it was really exciting. Not really because, wow, I won this award, but I mean, the award is for voluntary work and for being in leadership positions, and especially in times like these. I mean, at that time, we didn't have the election, but we had already so many other things going on. I feel like this and last year, there's always something new every month, which is... well, more exhausting than exciting, because most of the times these aren't good things. And in a time, especially with so much hostility and dehumanization in many different countries as well, it's just, this award means twice as much simply because you can like show people what voluntary work does. You can show them your organizations, and you can show them that how much it brings, not only like not just the award, but also how much the organizations already did, and how much you can do by just being a student. I mean, we are all, everybody who applied there, and not just the people who won, but really everybody who applied, are students or people who just started their education, their higher education and all that. Or their work life, and so that aren't people who like already are already lawyers and did all these degrees and have so much life experience, but just people who said, this is important to me and I need to do something with it, because there are people who can't do that and who don't have the voice to do that. So I think that is really cool. And of course, the network you get with Zonter, because there are so many women in Zonter, every age group. I mean, there's Golden Z, where you meet a lot of really, really impressive women as well, and young women who just started, basically just started their life as well. So yeah, that is just really impressive and really nice to be part of that network now.
So that's to great. Put it in a nutshell, you would recommend to apply for this award?
Yes, yes, definitely. Please, please do that.
Oh, brilliant. sometimes difficult to convince young women to apply for this award, but this was really a strong speech to apply. And since you told us before, you work in the Golden Z Club in Hamburg, and so you will be part of the Zonta organization, and this is what we want with this award, basically.
Yeah, that is so nice, because I didn't even know Golden Z existed and what it does. And it was just like, oh, you wanted that award now, so you're already part. You're just coming with us, we're showing you everything. And yeah, then you just get started with stuff Golden Z does. And that is really, really nice. And everybody just brings in their own skills. Yeah.
I just have one point. You said you're going to Thailand for 1 year. So do you know there is a cross-mentoring program for young Zantians, intercontinental, to contact?
I didn't, actually. That's
pretty interesting. We just made a podcast, so I can tell you this would be a very good idea for you, because you get an experienced Zantian on your side from another country, maybe Thailand. That would be great. So, you should have a look at it.
Yeah, definitely. I will.
Our last podcast, or our actual podcast, it's with Yuki, and she is responsible for it. And also Franziska Schult, she was also a winner of the award, and she is in the Sonntagclub Lübeck now. So maybe you get in touch.
Yuki is in Hamburg.
Yuki is in Hamburg too. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's really interesting. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna get in touch with them.
Have a look in the last two podcasts. I think these were the last two with them. So that's really motivating. And I'm really happy to have such a great young woman in Zonta. And we wish you all the best, Paulina, and hope to meet somewhere and to keep in touch.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.